Rave Radio. This is Gary Kay, and it is Monday, January 20th, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and Rave Radio is sponsored by Atlas Sound, of course. And Atlas Sound will be one of those companies that will be going over to ISE with us and exhibiting at the ISE show in Amsterdam in 2 weeks. And, of course, you can check out all our ISE coverage, all the new products that will be launched there at ravepubs.com/ISE2014. But today I'm not talking about ISE. I'm talking about a column that I wrote on our website. It's called Hey Crestron and AMX, Google Buys Nest for $3.2 billion. One of the most read, most shared columns we've ever had on our website. You can check it out now at ravepubs.com. I'd love for you to read it, and I'd love your feedback on it, because I am curious what you think about what I think. First of all, I think it's a big deal that Google buys this less than two-year-old company for more than $3 billion. Here we have two big giant control system companies and a host of other companies that do control that aren't even $3.2 billion if you added them all to get up together. I wonder what Google would pay for someone like Crestron AMX or Control 4. I think it's obvious that Google and companies like Apple and Microsoft are trying to get into the sort of home automation and commercial automation business through this app acquisition that they're going through and through their own apps. I mean, Google already has and Apple already has apps that control your TV and for that matter, your phone, and can control the lights with third-party apps that are compatible with Apple and Android systems, as well as your Windows phone, for those of you who have a Windows phone. And of course, Nest is famous for their HVAC controllers, and that's why Google bought them, is because it looks like they're getting into the sort of control everything you can market themselves. So I'm curious what you think. You can check out the column at ravepubs.com, see if you agree or disagree. I think, no question, I think you'll agree that this app-based culture is changing the way that we do business, both on the home AV side and the commercial AV side. And the more control of other devices and environmental things that Android and iOS devices control, the more likelihood we are to see a full-fledged app-based control system one day. So anyway, check it out at ravepubs.com. Love to have your feedback. This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening to my Daily Rants and Raves.